Well, Dakota, lakes are the best, actually, because you don't have all the brush behind you to hang up in. That was my problem. Is, you know, if you just broke off a fly and had to tie on a fly, but you got to replace the leader and the whole nine yards. And every time you, you know, every time you snag up and break off kind of thing, it turns into quite a while re-rigging kind of thing. But yeah, lakes are the best because you can you can have a ball on there. But any streams or rivers where you got halfway clear background in front of you. I got into jigs myself, heavy into jigs. I love jig fishing, so that's mostly what I do anymore. KEWOJ, go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Rick, it is difficult to get in the rhythm of tying everything when you have when you've broken off, but you can figure things out and different little hacks to make it work easy for you. But Dakota, there's you know, it's hard. You can honestly, you can fly fish anywhere that you can spin fish. But as far as rivers locally, man, there's probably, you know, we fish the Clinton in the spring coming up here for steelhead. There's not a lot of them, but you know, every once in a while you can get lucky. And then I bet there's some, you know, all those inland lakes up by you. And then there's probably some streams up there. I don't really know. But it is something that it takes some work, and it's not just around the corner. You got to invest some time and be ready to get out there and get after it, because it is something that is not, for you, for me, it's not just around the corner. That's why I do most of my fishing up north, unfortunately.
To CMN Network.
Yeah, you know, time is a luxury that I don't have a whole heck of a lot of anymore. So when you're fishing lakes around here, though, I mean, are you shore fishing that? Are you on a pier, a dock? I mean, do I have to get a kayak? How do you, you know, you need some room to work. What are you, you know, how are you fishing that?
Well, I was always in boats. We were, wandered around bass and pike fishing in boats kind of thing, and when they weren't cooperating there was usually a whole bunch of killer-sized bluegill and crappie that were cooperating there, so we'd switch over to flies, and that was a whole lot of fun and a whole lot quicker. It was, it's a ball. We ended up catching these monster bluegills, and we got like, I don't know, 30, 40 of them kind of thing. And we ended up taking them over and stocking a pond over off a 34-mile Mac Road west of the Proving Grounds there. And them things took off in there and breeded, and now that thing's just full of these monster blue. But anyway, yeah, boats, shoreline, wherever you can, you'll get the hang of it. Plus, you can do roll casting if you don't have a clear background. There's a lot of different things you can do. Anthony, go ahead.
Yep, Rick's right. You can, a lot of times, obviously, like any fishing, a boat or a kayak makes it much easier. But, you know, you find a spot that looks fishy, and, you know, fish go where fish go, whether you have a fly rod or a spinning rod, and you just go find them. You know, if you have your waders on, you hop in the water. If the water's got a, if there's a good bottom, you just walk to wherever you want and start casting. I know, in the spring, you know, coming up, a lot of guys will go out in Lake St. Clair, and guys will go out right in front of Metro Beach and just wade in the water and start casting and catch gigantic pre-spawn bass. So, I mean, there's just a ton of opportunity. And like I said, if it,